On this seventh day of the new year, I say again, Happy New Year. But you know, there is a hymn of Happy New Year that we have forgotten to sing, I'm sorry. It is 554, and we need our musicians to assist us. 554, another year is dawning, is written by the perhaps most famous English composer of hymns called Francis Havergal, the counterpart of Fanny Crosby in America. So let's sing an English hymn which tells us we have a Heavenly Father who is waiting to journey through 2007 with you. And I want to dedicate this to you. Now you remember, this year will not be complete without the Father in heaven. Another year is dawning. Dear Father, let it be in working or in waiting, another year with thee. Another year of leaning upon thy loving breast, another year of trusting, of quiet, happy rest. May this be so. As we sing, may we also pray in our heart that the Lord will grant us our request in song 554. Another year is dawning, when your Father let it be, in working or in waiting, another year with thee, another year of waiting, on thy loving breast, another year of trusting, of growing rest, another year of mercies, of faithfulness and grace, the shining of thy face, another year of progress, another year of praise, another year of proving thy grace for the day. Another year of service of thy love, another year of training for holy work above, another year of dawning. Father, let it be, or else in heaven, another year for thee. Thank you. Psalm 23. Undoubtedly, the queen of all the psalms, and I entitle it Pearl of Pearls. Every psalm a pearl so precious from God for us, to guide us, lead us, and strengthen us on this earthly journey. And this is the best of the best. Pearl of pearls, Psalm 23. And who better but the man after God's own heart to write this psalm for us? David. David, who had been a shepherd, looking after father's sheep. He knew what a perfect shepherd should be. And he, in his experience, I would say, was the best representation of the good shepherd. David, a man after God's own heart, was put in charge of father's flock. And he says, one day, a lion came along and took a lamb out of my father's flock. The hireling will say, well, just a lamb, that's a lamb, it's okay, let him have a breakfast or dinner and forget it. There are still so many lambs, isn't that right? No, my friends, the good shepherd that David was went after the lion, caught him by the beard, took the lamb from his mouth, and when he came for him, he put his dagger into his heart and killed the lion. That is the good shepherd. Do you know him, dear friends? In life, we are all like sheep. All we like sheep. You know, when God created all the animals, you understand he programmed all the DNA chips inside the cells. So the sheep was programmed to be a very stupid creature. Very poorly or ill-organized, unable to look after himself. You let a dog loose, or a rabbit even, into the jungle, they look after themselves. Wolves, foxes, lions, tigers, they all look after themselves, even the cat. But you let out a sheep and he's finished. And that's a picture of you and me. We need a shepherd. And who better to tell us what that shepherd should be other than David. A man after God's own heart who wrote this Psalm 27. Turn there again, please, that we may all be blessed by it. I was thinking, pondering, what psalm or passage of scripture should we begin the new year? And here it is, my offering to you, a psalm of David that I pray, and I hope you pray too, that you will learn to love it. Psalm 23. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. This is a wonderful way to start this psalm. And it is about a wonderful Lord. Who is this Lord? Do you know him? How well do you know him? This is the question that oftentimes challenges me. Speaks to me. I pray that it will speak to you tonight. Here is the perfect shepherd. How well do you know him? You know, he cares for us as David cared for the sheep and the lambs. And this shepherd comes to us. In Revelation 3:20, it says, I stand at your door and knock. What a wonderful shepherd. He condescends to us. Please understand, this shepherd is the King of love, our Creator and Redeemer, the one who made us, the one who came for us. And he says, I stand at your door and knock. Tonight he stands at your door and knock. For this wonderful shepherd seeks an entry into your heart and life. So I come back to the first question. How well do you know him? Are you on good terms with him? Oh, he loves you. Do you know that? He seeks your company. He stands at your door and knocks, seeking an entry into your heart. And he says, if any man open the door, are you hearing, listening? If any man will open the door, I will come in to him. This is an offer you cannot refuse, for he is the King of love. He loves you. Say, how do I know he loves me? He loves me because he came for me, just for me. Even as David went to the rescue of the lamb, just for that lamb, he risked his life. And in real life, how many good shepherds have been hacked to death or eaten up by wild beasts when they encounter those hunting Bedouin robbers and thieves who came for the sheep, and they go after them, they are hacked to death. Our Lord Jesus was put to death. He, for the sake of sinners like us, went to the cross willingly. He says, I lay down my life for the sheep. No man takes it from me. That is the good shepherd, not the hireling. Hireling is one you pay so much per month, and you do the job, but you don't give your life for him, for the sheep, not at all. I stand at your door and knock because I care for you. I love you. You are mine. Can you absorb this? Going through the year 2007, I say, you need help. By yourself, you have no help. You're exposed. You are vulnerable. There will be temptations. There will be enemies. Hidden dangers lurk all the way through this year of 2007. Read the newspapers with understanding to understand we live in a very perilous world. Doesn't God's word warn us? Perilous times will come. I say, perilous times have come, are here. Every day brings us one day nearer our great shepherd's return. Jesus is on the way, even at the doors. Do you know that? So how can we travel this pathway of 2007? Fraught with dangers and difficulties every step of the way. Then comes our wonderful shepherd. Behold, I stand at your door. In Chinese understanding, he comes to your door is the greatest expression of honoring you. Yes, I come to your door. He comes to our door. This is the shepherd, the good and great shepherd, comes to your door and he says, I stand at your door and knock. If any man hear my voice, and his is a pleading voice, a tender voice, O sinner, will you open your door that I may come in? We had these choruses given to us by our good friend Dr. John Sung. And I want to share with you again, as a New Year gift, you know. When you sing this, you are going to be changed in your attitude towards the Good Shepherd. I need some help again, please, otherwise we'll sing a cappella. 67, 68, 69, when we published this songbook, these three songs were arranged in series. Yes, together, without having to turn a page at all. You can sing all the three songs, and they are in good sequence. So, as we sing, visualize the Lord Jesus at your heart's door. Somebody's knocking at your door. 67 to 8 to 9. Somebody, who is that somebody knocking at your door? Oh, sinner, do not be offended that you are addressed as sinner. For no sooner you recognize you are a sinner and look to the Lord, He enters into your door and takes away your problem. He is the great problem solver for all our sins. Oh, sinner, why don't you answer? Somebody's knocking at your door. Now comes the plea. The Holy Spirit works through these words, you know. Holy Spirit is sent by the Lord Jesus and the Father for you and for me. Without Him, we can do nothing. Without Him, we cannot know the Savior. Without Him, we cannot receive the Savior into your heart. And He says, let Him in. Let Him in, sinner. He's knocking at your heart's door. Let Him in, or He may leave and return no more. He is very patient. However, if you persevere and persist and refuse Him, Jesus never forces His way in. Never. You invite Him in. And may this be your answer. Oh, come to my heart, Lord Jesus. Will you tonight? Someone who has never said this to the Lord Jesus, say, oh, come to my heart, Lord Jesus. Will you hear the music we are singing? And may the Holy Spirit help us to sing with understanding. Somebody's knocking at your door. Somebody's knocking at your door. Oh, sinner, why don't you answer? Somebody's knocking at your door. Once more. Somebody's knocking at your door. Somebody's knocking at your door. Oh, sinner, why don't you answer? Somebody's knocking at your door. Carry on. Let Him in. Let Him in. He's knocking at your heart's door. Let Him in, or He may leave and return no more. Oh, come to my heart, Lord Jesus. There is room in my heart for Thee. Oh, come to my heart, Lord Jesus, come. There is room in my heart for Thee. Praise God. Is there room in your heart for Him tonight? Oh, dear friends, let's sing these three again and pray that the Holy Spirit will work in your heart. Somebody's knocking at your door. Knocking at your door. Oh, sinner, why don't you? Let Him in. Let Him in.
Jesus' door. Coming in, oh, he may live and return no more. Make this your response. Oh, come to my heart, Lord Jesus. There's room in my heart for thee. Oh, come to my heart, Lord Jesus, come. There is room in my heart for thee.
Thank you. Thank you. The Lord is my shepherd. Now, can you say this with confidence? If you have asked the Lord to come into your heart, He will be your shepherd. Not a shepherd, not some shepherd, but He comes in to gain access to be your shepherd. And I say there is no greater blessing in all the world, but only to have Jesus as your shepherd, and to say with confidence, the Lord is my shepherd. For when He is yours, personal, yes, He owns you, and you can say He is mine. And that makes all the difference in the world, when you know Jesus as your shepherd. To go through life every day with Jesus. First thing in the morning, last thing at night. Can you say this? The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. With Him in my heart, directing my life, my thoughts, my words, my actions, I have nothing to fear. No lack. I shall not want. Today we have many needs, many wants, many things lacking in our lives. We live in an uncertain world, a changing world all the time. Oh, I was so happy we moved into an apartment. 3 years ago I said, this will be our last. Never to move again. How wrong. Suddenly we are told your house is going to be pulled down. On block sale has happened. And your house is one of them, your apartment. We live in an uncertain world. Now, are you shattered? Jolted? Put out of joint? Say, what shall we do? I say, look to the Lord. What does it say here? The Lord is my shepherd. Did he know 3 years ago I was going to get the unblock and pull down the apartment? Of course. Of course. Does he have a plan, a solution for you? Of course. Why? He is my shepherd. And the shepherd will not allow the sheep to be exposed to the cold or to the weather at night. You have no roof over your head, no shelter at night. Can it be? What does the verse 1 say? The Lord is my shepherd. He knows I need a place to stay. He knows I need a roof above my head because I'm getting older and weaker. And He is aware and He cares and He provides. So I say to all of you, you have your own needs. Your own problems, I do not know what they are, but the shepherd knows. He knows, He cares, and He provides, and He will see you through this year of 2007. So I say, begin every day with your shepherd by your side. Need you fear? Need you worry? Oh, it is a sin to fear and worry when you have the shepherd with you. You ought not to. Verse 2. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. When I think of this, I thank God for sparing Singapore. Recently, we had friends in Philippines. And they wrote and told us, we are hit by the typhoon Durian. What a name for a typhoon. Durian full of thorns. And they say we have lost our water supply because all the pipes are blown up. We don't have no electricity because the power station is down. We can't even have a telephone call to Singapore. How sad. How sad. Oh, my friends. But he comes along. He leads us. What does he say? To lie down in green pastures. Put your faith and your trust in the Lord Jesus, your good shepherd, every day. Now, how does the green pastures and still waters come to our friends in the Philippines? When the news came, our members instantly sent them relief. With that, they found green pastures. They could buy food. They could buy blankets and clothing. And they could buy oil for oil lamps. And they could buy water to drink. Green pastures, still waters, are provided by the God of all resource through His people who are compassionate. You know, when you pity the poor, the Word of God says, you are lending money to God. Yes. You are lending money to God. How come? Is God poor? His poor people in need, they are poor. When you go and help them, you are, as it were, lending money to God. So even then, after a typhoon, God sends them green pastures and still waters, the same to you. When you put all your faith and trust in the Lord, He will see to it that you have no lack. Sheep do not know where to look for pasture. Sheep do not know where there is clean and still waters. But the shepherd knows. And He is your shepherd. Are you worried about your next day's livelihood? Or next promotion? Or your exams, your studies? Or your growing old? All these things. Our good shepherd has already thought through. And He has all the solutions. Do you know that? You dare to trust Him? I say, I dare you to trust Him. Yes. When you do, and you say, Lord, I put my whole future in your hands. Because I know you know the future before even I was born. And you're concerned about me because I am one of your sheep. Are you? Verse 3. He restores my soul. He leadeth me in the path of righteousness for His name's sake. Who wrote this? David. Wow, I said, what a man, David. For he writes of his own experience. He restoreth my soul when I had to run from King Saul. King Saul with 3,000 men came running after me, and I had to flee all the time into the wilderness and hide in caves. That's a harrowing experience, you know. No joke, have you ever run for your life? Here is David. And when you run, you are tired, you are worried, you are anxious, truly, the Lord comes and causes King Saul to fall, to come into his cave and fall asleep, while David and his men in the cave could have killed him. But God gave them rest, because David spared King Saul twice. And in the sparing, there's respite, because King Saul felt so small, so ashamed of himself, trying to kill his own son-in-law. And he repented. Repented for a while. But that gave David a respite. He restoreth my soul, that I have a moment not needing to run from this madman Saul. God is able to save you out of all difficulties. What are your difficulties today? Verse 4. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. I want you to notice, this is the valley of the shadow of death. It's only a shadow. Death has been conquered by my good shepherd already on the cross. He destroyed the power of death. And being my shepherd, he guards me. He safeguards me from the deadly arrow of death. It will never hit me. Only a shadow. Can a shadow bite, hurt you, cause you to die? Oh, my friends, there's plenty of meaning in this expression. Shadow, the valley of shadow, is only a shadow that causes you some uncomfortable feeling. Passing through this dark valley, there are moments of unease, of course. But when you have the great shepherd, the good shepherd with you, you can say, as Paul said, "For to me to live is Christ, to die is gain. And I would rather be with Christ, which is far better, for death is but a door, a welcome door." When you have arrived at that position, like Paul, you're never afraid of death, but death becomes welcome. For on this side of eternity, there are so many tribulations and trials, so many problems, stoning and shipwreck, perils in the water, perils on land, perils of false brethren, perils of all kinds of things, and stoning and prison, and near death so many times. Then to be with Christ is far better. If God will call me home, even with Nero's sword on his neck, and in a flash he'll be present with the Lord. Do you have that confidence, dear friends? Let's live 2007 with confidence. All of us. Depart your sin, whatever sin you are involved in. Say goodbye to it. Never more to be involved in any kind of sinful activity. Every day walk with your great shepherd, your good shepherd. And say, "Lord, I put my hand in yours. And even through the valley of the shadow of death, I know I'm safe with you because your rod and your staff, they comfort me. They protect me. They guard over me. For he is my shepherd." Make this your special psalm for the year 2003. Tonight you go back, you read again. Read often. Read from time to time. Verse 5. "You prepare a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil, my cup runneth over." A verse of greatest comfort and assurance. You, my great shepherd, my God, you have prepared a table. A table where he invites you to sit down and sup together is a table of comfort and safety, absolutely. For all enemies will be outside. No entry for any enemy within this dining hall, dining room that God has prepared for you. This table is a table of absolute safety and peace, and he has it. You are invited. My dear friends, sense the security you have with the Lord Jesus. And he will sit down with you every day, strengthen you, comfort you, and assure you, even though this life is difficult, and there are times of despair maybe, I am with you. I will invite you tonight. Come to my dining room. There is a table of good things, the best things. Our Lord does not entertain poorly, but the best. Why? Because you are his beloved. You are his beloved. Please When you come into the fold, you are beloved of Him. And He says, sit down, relax, let's eat, let's dine. And His goodness overflows, is superabundant. At His table there is no lack of loving kindness, of tender mercies, of all our sins forgiven, and He welcomes you to this special table. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. David in Psalm 27 says, one thing have I desired of the Lord, just one thing. I have tasted the anything you mentioned, the best thing you mentioned it, I have had it. As king, He had access to everything that you can enjoy on this earth. He has that experience, but He says, all those things are nothing. Only one thing I want, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life. Make this your aspiration, your hope, and your target. What is it? One thing have I desired of the Lord, my good shepherd. One request only. I've written to Him, I've mentioned it to Him, I've registered this with Him. Lord, just one thing. What? That you may dwell in the house of the Lord, to behold the beauty of the Lord. What that means, we cannot understand today. That the Lord Jesus has beauty beyond compare, that you cannot imagine, cannot be described on this earth with human vocabulary, but it is something He's reserved for you, because you are His very own. He loves you. He gave Himself for you. He died to buy you back to Himself. He died to make you new, to give you life. One thing have I desired of the Lord, that will I seek after. Make this your greatest desire for this new year. I want to be with the Lord. Oh Lord, how long, how soon will it be before you come? Do you look forward to His coming again? It's either the Lord calls or the Lord comes. But one thing you must desire, that you may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of your life. Now verse 6 here is a reflection of verse 4 of Psalm 27. The same idea. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. Therefore live every day in the expectation of the presence of the Lord. He who gave Himself for you prepares you a place waiting for you, that one day you may dwell with Him forever and ever, and to behold the beauty of the Lord and to inquire at His temple. Verse 6 in conclusion, surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever and ever and ever. In the year 1988, a group of our people from Bethel Church in Melbourne were driving to Brisbane, Expo 88. Some of you may recall it. Out of Sydney, now this is a distance of over 2,000 kilometers more. Out of Sydney, one lady was driving. It was winter. When it is winter and cold and they wind up all the windows, you are in an enclosed hothouse. And 13 people, you consume a lot of oxygen. And so you suffer from anoxia, that is shortage of oxygen. Half an hour out of Sydney, the driver fell asleep and drove into a tree, and one man was instantly killed, leaving a wife and three young children. Now, what do you do with a poor widow with children 3, 5, and 7? Under those circumstances, there's nothing that can comfort except Psalm 23. The Lord is my shepherd. We visited this lady, my wife and I, oftentimes when we were there. She must have spent a good 1 year in and out of hospital. In all the visits that we paid to her, she never complained once. Never. But all her hope and her speech was on the Lord Jesus. 1 week before her accident, she wrote me a letter. She said, I feel for the ladies of this church, and it is my desire to form a ladies' fellowship that they may be led and nurtured in the things of God. A week after, she was nearly killed, and the Lord of life, her good shepherd, became her whole stability and comfort for the rest of the year that she took to recover. Physiotherapy, all kinds of therapy. But we saw her, whenever we visited her and prayed with her, she was always full of praise for the Lord. My shepherd. Yes, the Lord is my shepherd. Why should I despair, even though I've lost my husband suddenly? The eldest daughter asked me one day, you know, one day I'm going to be in heaven. Will I recognize my father? That's a good question. Because he died 1988. Maybe by the time I go to heaven, I would be as old as he. Then he won't recognize me because I'm changed. And how will I recognize him because he's changed? I said, dear child, the Lord, my shepherd, your shepherd, will ensure that you will recognize him. He will recognize you. When we are there, we have supernatural understanding and supernatural knowledge. Today, the family is grown. Eldest daughter is married, happily married to a wonderful Christian young man from New Zealand. The Lord is my shepherd. The Lord is their shepherd to even provide for a young Christian man. Chinese, by the way. Ah, that's good. And they got married. And this lady who was so badly shaken up and lost her balance because the brain centers were damaged in the shock of the crash, that she walks very unsteadily, managed to recover and even get a driving license to drive her car and to go around the world twice. I take my hat off to her. The Lord is a perfect shepherd to see this family through. Every time we visit Melbourne, she was sure to take us home for a meal that she would cook and then say, come. She makes a table for us. And our cup overflows, runneth over. That is her testimony of God's goodness. I say, this psalm is so good. And the shepherd looked after her. And you know, the three children are very godly children. Without father, they were so close to mother. Very wonderful children. Now no more children. All very big. Why? It's 19 years ago, you know. The Lord is good. Now, one day, one of the members in Melbourne said to me, Dr. Toh, why don't you write another song to Psalm 23? I said, what for? To comfort Mrs. So-and-so, who lost husband and to all of us. We can sing a new song. I was told there are at least 100 songs written to Psalm 23. So mine must be 101st, 101. So many. Now, what tune? Well, let me tell you this. When we were young, we learned one tune, a most wonderful song, called On Wings of Song, by the greatest Christian Jew composer called Felix Mendelssohn. Those of you who are musicians will appreciate what I'm telling you. The greatest 19th century composer of oratorios. Oratorio is Bible stories told by singers set to music. And he wrote Elijah, only the second most famous and most wonderful to the Handel's Messiah. All right. So, we are going to sing this song to the tune of On Wings of Song, written by Felix Mendelssohn. Felix Mendelssohn began to compose at the age of 10. At the age of 17, he composed the music of A Midsummer Night's Dream by Shakespeare, a classic composition that stands to today. So this is the one who wrote On Wings of Song. Now you understand why we sing this with so much feeling. It is on the back of your program sheet, this beige yellow sheet. My Wonderful Shepherd, the Lord's my wonderful shepherd, in him I shall not want. He makes me lie in green pastures, he leads me to waters still. To me my soul he restoreth, in righteous pathways he leads. He leads me for his own name's sake, so gently leadeth me. Let's arise to sing My Wonderful Shepherd.
The Lord's my wonderful shepherd, in him I shall not want. He makes me the pastures, he leads me to waters still. To me my soul he restoreth, in righteous pathways he leads. He leads me for his own name's sake, he'll gently Lord, my wonderful shepherd, he then leads me home. My soul he sweetly restoreth to righteousness and peace. Yea, though this valley shadow, with him shall I safely go. The darkness shall not flood me, thou art by my side. Thy rod, thy staff, they comfort me. No ill shall ever betide. The Lord's my wonderful shepherd, he gently leads me home. Presence of my foes. my head with oil hath anointed. Goodness and mercy shall follow through all the days of my life, and in God's house shall I dwell evermore. In mansions fair will I dwell. The Lord's my wonderful shepherd, He gently leads me home.
Our Lord Jesus, the great shepherd of the sheep, lead on thy people in this new year, 2007. May we see new tokens of thy mercy and goodness to us. Thou who hast led us hitherto, in years past, we commit ourselves to Thee in the year future, that You will lead us in pathways of righteousness, to green pastures and still waters, for Thy own name's sake. May we learn to put all our trust in Thee. May we open our heart's door to Thee, and daily look only to Thee for Thy leading and direction. Bless every member here, every one of Thy family, that they will savor the goodness of the Good Shepherd. Dismiss us now with Thy grace, mercy, and peace this night, and make every night a safe haven in the arms of Jesus looking over us. Amen.